views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jen. It's so good to be back. And we're back with a Power Pack show because, my goodness, I've had some interesting few weeks. We've had to replace just about every piece of equipment we had on my end of it with computer and everything. So I missed you guys last week for the live broadcast, but thank you for understanding. We're back now with something that's working well, and we're ready to go. Now, during this hour, I have a lot that we're going to share. We're also going to do a distant energy healing meditation to help you reset your energy field. And this is for healing and success. We're in a very interesting dynamic energetically with everything that's aligned. We just had a solar eclipse, a total solar eclipse, right on top of that new moon in Pisces. We're still in the effects of that. And it's not like, oh, it's over and I missed it. No, can't use that excuse. What I want to do today in the show is I want to answer your questions. We're doing intuitive angel readings of the energy field to help you with what you're working on, because we're in a very powerful alignment of manifesting. Manifesting is big. March is the month to make it happen. And it's exciting, and at the same time, you can be a little bit nervous, and then you can feel overwhelmed, but we don't have to feel any of that. We can do this and go for it. Now, it works a lot more efficiently for manifesting is moving pretty quickly right now. So you want to clear your energy field. So what's in your intentions, your thoughts, your beliefs, your perspective, what you're focusing on is important. So that means some of us, and I, you know, everybody has this happen, even, you know, positive thinking people, you know, you have to sometimes realize, wait a minute, I'm focusing on something I don't really want. Now I'm bringing more of it in, or you don't want to, and things like that. And sometimes people are getting angry right now. You notice how people are getting upset, you know, and it's because things are coming to the surface. And it's not that we need to stuff all those feelings down or those emotions that we are feeling. You're going to feel a little bit of a mixed bag right now. You're going to feel it all. You're going to feel, you may feel all these things just coming up that you felt like you had control over. And we want that to clear out, okay? But it doesn't mean denying that you feel that way. Emotions are part of us. The positive ones and the not so positive ones, I feel, all have something that can help us grow and ascend. And that's what's happening. Earth is moving forward in a dynamic and a dimension and an energy frequency that it's going. It's going to go with or without you. You can ride right along with this. The more you resist it, the more bumpy it probably feel in energetic terms, which is what we're talking about in the show. This is a metaphysical show. So for new listeners, if you're like, what is she talking about? This is a metaphysical energy frequency kind of a show. We work on our intuition. If you are new to my show and you're not sure who I am, you can check out my website and learn all about what we have going on at jennroyster.com. That's JennRoyster.com. Now, we have lines open for intuitive readings if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. And we also have a couple of messages that I received for the show. I get them via email. So if you are one that listens to the podcast, because maybe you're in a part of the world that's just not, you know, it's not feasible to listen to the live broadcast, you can always go over to my website or write to me at radio@jennroyster.com with your questions. We put that out in the newsletter, which comes out once a week with the upcoming information and details. So you can keep up, you know, with what we have going on. I'm working on a lot over here with workshops and live streaming this over on my YouTube channel as well. We have not started that yet. Still waiting on one more thing because I want it to be done well where it's you can understand it, you know. I'm one of those types of creative minds where I really work hard to bring you the best that I can. So I needed to amp it up over here a lot so I could do that. And I've just about got it there. So now the March energy is about manifesting new. Okay. It's about, okay, let's do this. Let's move forward. It's time. So if you have anything lingering, anything that you've been avoiding dealing with or having a hard time letting go of, you want to do that. And I want you to take, if you can, if you're not driving around in a car listening to this, or a mental note will work, if you can jot down what you know you need to release or let go of, what you feel intuitively is a block for you, make one list of that. The other list, I want you to write down what you truly want to bring into your life. And a lot of times on that list, people are, they want this, but they don't believe it. They don't believe they can have it. They don't believe it will happen. So it's a list that seems way over there. But then when it actually comes in to where it looks like it's going to come in, sometimes we get nervous about that. Like, oh, I don't know. Now I'm a little nervous. You know you can relate to what I'm saying. I've had that happen to me too. And one thing I want to mention before I keep going, and then we are going to take caller. It looks like we already have one. And we will take a caller when we come back from the break because I don't think I have enough time before we go to break. I wanted to do a shout out. And this is a shout out to a listener that has been listening to the show since I started the show in 2010. And I want to say a big shout out and a big thank you to Candace Glasgow in Denver, Colorado. Bless her little heart. She has been such an inspiration to me as well. But she sent me a surprise, and I just received it a couple of days ago in the mail. And she said, this is something I've been working on for 5 years. I'm like, what has she been doing? It's the most beautiful collection. It's a book. It's a coloring book of mandalas that she's created. It's just beautiful. And it really touched my heart that she thought to send me one. Candace, if you're out there and can call in and let us know if this is something that you want people to be able to reach you at, I'm not sure if I can give that out. So let Brian know on a call or something if you can. Or in a Twitter, something. But on my Facebook, she's connected to me on social medias. And this is just beautiful. And I could see that she put a lot into it. It's written and illustrated by her. So thank you, Candace. Now, if you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819, we are going to be taking a break in a moment. So as soon as we come back, I'll take a caller. Now, I want to just quickly, before we go to break, this is a reset time, okay? This is a great opportunity with this energetic lineup to bring in the new beginnings and a new direction. You might be feeling like you're being pulled in a completely brand new direction, and you feel like, why am I messing everything up? what am I doing? Your soul is got your attention. That's what. The other thing I want to mention is dreaming. Oh my goodness. Mine's been off the chart for the last week. Dreaming is off. I don't even know how to describe that, except pay attention to that. Pay attention to the dreams. They're real important right now. And even if you don't understand them, don't worry about that. Just keep track of what it was. If you were to keep track or, you know, jot that down, just the gist of it, so you could look at it, you might find something developing in a storyline there for you. Interesting time. The veil is going to feel a lot thinner for some of you. You might be connecting or feeling or picking up things that you're not used to picking up intuitively, psychically. You might be feeling like, what is this ringing ever going to stop in my ears? It is really loud lately. And that's if you don't have anything wrong medically, okay? But what a crazy time and an exciting time. So I want to share some of the things you might be experiencing. I want to help you find some answers, not tell you how to think. I want you to take what works for you, leave the rest behind. Because all I can do is share with you my experiences, what I have received. It may or may not work for you, but I am certainly here to be the messenger, not try to talk anybody into thinking or believing anything. This time for me that I see for us is that we are learning to stand on our own confidently and believe in ourselves and what is right for us. I'm Dr. Jen. You are listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
A room full of faceless strangers. Here I am again. Well, suddenly my eyes meet yours. Looks like I found a friend. Warms up as the night wears on. We're both feeling good. We're gonna take it to the end this time. We're gonna find out. Find out. Find out. Just how good it is. Yeah.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com. Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transmissions.
1230 WBLQ.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We are talking about the energy field, resetting the energy field, clearing that, healing that for success, for health, for happiness, all of it, all of the above. Now, just heard back from Candace that we did the shout out. So she is taking orders, developing a website for that. I have it retweeted on my Twitter account at Jen Royster. You can find that or at Jen Royster Show. It has the link there for you. Now we have a caller. Let's bring on the caller, Brian.
Oh, yes, sirree. We got Karina from lovely San Diego, California. Welcome in, Karina.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Karina. Welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Yes. Okay. So it was very interesting that you were talking about March being, you know, the season of manifestations. Well, I am in a struggle within myself because I feel that my soul is telling me to just separate from my husband, you know, to I don't know. But that's my struggle where I don't know if it's my soul. Is it just my bad thoughts? What is it? I've been married for 10 years. He was my best friend from high school. Right away, I knew, you know, he was kind of irresponsible. But I, you know, he being my best friend, we thought we were soulmates. So we got married, and, you know, I had all these dreams and, you know, ambitions and, you know, to prosper. Mm-hmm. But he does not seem to have that. And that's where it comes, where the conflict comes in, because I am a different person than him, as we all are. But mm-hmm. we're a married couple. And if we're not fusing, we're not meshing.
Right.
Sorry. I don't know. I don't know if it's my soul, if it's angels, if it's bad thoughts, if it's demons. What is, for something to be telling me, you know what, just let him go. But then I also have these thoughts like, stick with it. But I mean, it's been 10 years and I still have these thoughts. I mean, and the thing is that I left a really good guy back, you know, 10 years ago for my husband because he was my best friend and everything. And I didn't want to lose him. And that's always ate me up. Because I felt, you know, like, I don't know.
Right. Well, you know, there's a couple of things. It's, first of all, I'm getting this question.
I noticed that I get this question
a lot. And there's a lot happening for people in relationships. What you're feeling and experiencing first, I'm going to just mention a couple of things to help you make the choices that are going to be. Your soul wants to guide you, definitely. Okay. And if this has been a consistent message, you want to pay attention to that. What happens when one person, when a couple is not on the same energy frequency?
Hi, Jen.
So to speak.
Jen, you know what? I'm going to have to call you back. I apologize.
Okay.
This is really important. Sorry about that.
Well, I'm going to keep answering. I can't keep doing that on live radio. I'll just keep answering it.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's okay. Go ahead and hang up. Let me go ahead and answer the question. It is, when it comes to couples feeling like they're not meshing or they're not together anymore, they don't feel like they're it's working. Usually that's a frequency difference. You know, you're on different, it's like being on two different radio stations. You don't understand why you're not hearing the same song. It's just like that. Energy is energy. And what if one is growing or one is moving in a different direction and the other one is going in another direction, sometimes those relationships, we do want to let them go. On the other hand, there's another aspect to that. There's an aspect of we're learning how to accept each other for who they are. They don't have to be just like us. So you have two different dynamics there. You have this is toxic to me or it's not working for me, or we accept one another. If there's a relationship that's not toxic, it's just not meshing, that may be more of a acceptance of one another. If it's only one way, you're going to know your answer right there. You want to align with relationships that support and lift you, and you can be your truest, authentic self. What is happening with the time right now and in this year that I've been talking about on the show is that we can't pretend anymore. It's just not working. You know, we have to keep moving into our truth. So I know she had to go quickly, but this will be on the recording. So if you need to listen to the podcast, but the answer is there. You're looking for the consistency. You're looking for what brings the peace and the happiness. And a lot of times for me, if I feel like, is that my guilt or is that my soul? Like that's what she was asking. Or is this my ego? Is this just me being impatient? What's going on? What's pulling me right now? If we were to work with intention for clearing away any lower frequencies or negative influence, and I'll allow just divine, our soul, our higher self message to come through and ask for the synchronicity to show whether it's consistent or not, you'll know. Because when it's not coming from that divine source, it's usually inconsistent. It usually will have a lot of fear attached to it or lower frequencies like guilt. And that's how you can define where it's coming from. That helps a lot. It just clears it out. Now, you know, sometimes we don't want to live in the past or have regrets either. So I wanted to add that as well. So I am wishing the best to Karina, and I hope that all works out peacefully, because sometimes if we have to go different directions, it's about loving someone in a different way, because we're freeing up everybody to do what's best for them. That's another side of that. So it's very important in relationship questions that you know that spirit will guide you, the angels will guide you, your soul, your higher self will definitely point you in the direction that will bring you the most soul growth and ascension. Sometimes that's staying, sometimes that's leaving. And it's never for someone else to tell you. It is a choice you have to make within yourself on that. So I hope that the guidance will help you clarify the direction for you. Now, I'm going to keep going because I have some questions that came in, and I want to address one of the questions that came in. Let me see if I can find it. Here it is. This one came in from email. I have one that came in from email and one that came in through Facebook. If you are on the Facebook or any of the social medias, the Facebook, there's two Facebook pages. It can come in on either Facebook page. There's one for the show, and that's the Jen Royster Show, facebook.com/ The Jen Royster Show, or facebook.com/ Dr. Jen Royster is the other page. So that came in that way. But this question came in from email, and her question is, how do the angels see me moving forward on my spiritual path? This is from Tara. And Tara, thank you for sending that question in. She was listening to one of the March shows, and She just shot that question right off. And thank you for being a listener and enjoying the show. I'm glad it is of a benefit for you. Now, she's trying to understand what's coming through for her. She's not working. She's looking for a career change. It's overwhelming to even go back to work. What am I doing here? And that's a very common question. It's not that all the questions are the same, but I'm noticing that there are big major changes in life. That's like job, marriage, you know, moving. I'm noticing a lot of questions like that, obviously, because everybody, your soul is waking you up and it's kind of turning you around and it wants you to look in a different direction. And Tara, I'm getting that very, very strong for you. I'm asking Michael about that one because Michael's so strong for March. And he's saying, I want her to turn around and look in the areas that she wasn't noticing. I want her to look in something that's strange and different. And yes, it's going to feel a little weird because it's so new. I see books around you, Tara. I see some learning going on, maybe classes or learning on the job. There's something brand new wanting to come in and come around you. And Michael, it's like he's got his hands on your shoulders and he's trying to rotate you. No, look this way. No, look this way. So what you're picking up, you're spot on with that, Tara. You're spot on. You are going to make a big change. You're going to have a lot of education in it. It's going to be a very exciting learning time for you. And the overwhelm can be, it can feel overwhelming when it's positive as well. So don't let that take your breath away. Just take a deep breath. Focus on the task at hand. If you have many things that are happening at once, the best thing to do is triage them, is what I call it. Put that one in front of you and keep your mind right there, because now you're not getting overwhelmed by what's next. Because there's a sense of accomplishment after you've completed one. So that's going to help you tremendously, but you have a lot to look forward to, actually. And Michael says, stay with me, Tara, and let me show you some things that you never saw before. Wow. On that note, we are going to take another short break. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819, we are resetting the energy field for healing and success. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. You should have known.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
Holistic
today.
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com. Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming
transmissions. 1230 WBLQ.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're resetting the energy field today. And I'm not sure if I'll get to it in this segment, but in the next segment, before we end the show, we're going to do distant energy healing to help you reset your own energy field. This is very powerful. You want to clear out any of the clutter, the thoughts, the fears, anything like that, that is in your energy field. Anything like that can affect what you're trying to bring in positively. So if you feel like you're stuck, it's like, why is it not moving forward? Be a part of that. And if you can't do it during this live broadcast, there'll be the recording later, and then you can do it then, because that's the intention here with all of it. I have all kinds of stuff out here. I've got my crystals to help me with clarity. I have sacred geometry symbols out for intention and healing. And we are definitely going to do this. Now, I want to get to another question that came in from the Facebook page at facebook.com, Dr. Jen Royster. And this comes from, and bear with me if I'm not pronouncing this correctly, this is Ritika. Yeah, that's how I'm going to pronounce it. And the question is, hi, Dr. Jen. I was always attracted to supernatural stuff, but at the same time scared with ghosts and all of that. But after reading a book from Dr. Brian Weiss, I have developed the understanding of life. I was always interested in learning about past stuff and ancient stories of the past, and also always felt as part of it. I don't know about my intuitions, but always had vivid dreams, and I think they are more of signs to me, which I have just understood. Every night I don't even remember in years, bear with me with this, every night I don't even remember since years, I never had sleep without dreams, okay? And many times I don't even understand them. I also need guidance on meditation as I feel scared after 3 or 4 days when I start meditation. Then I have to stop it. Please help if you can in any areas or if possible, all of them. Wow, a lot going on. First of all, the first thing that came in for you, Ritika, is you are a wide open channel, okay? Very much an open channel to higher dimensions and frequencies, entities. That does not mean they have to be negative at all. I understand the overwhelm or the woe with the meditation, and it starts to get a little scary in there. I've actually experienced that myself when I started to get serious with meditation. One of the things that was huge that I can speak from experience for me, because I grew up with a lot of fears, not sure what I was connecting with. And there was a lot there that wanted to scare me. First of all, we don't want to be scared. And the divine and anything that you want to connect to with your higher self or the angelic realm that is truly there to support you in your best in the best way is never going to do anything to frighten you. It's not going to do anything at all if it's going to frighten you, really. It's going to pull back. It will not frighten you. Archangel Michael is one of my best friends forever, really. And I don't go into meditation without asking him to be present, to watch over me and my guardian angel. So that's what I do. And once I did that, I didn't have to worry so much about where the meditations were going. I would also recommend, you know, having that shielding up before you even go into that and shorten the meditations, maybe down to a few minutes when you're feeling that kind of energy. I also feel that the energies that are out playing on all of us right now are going to feel very intensified for you because a lot of stuff is coming up from the past. It was interesting you did mention about the past. A lot of stuff is coming up for healing. And this is a perfect opportunity for me to mention something that I wanted to mention in the show today. Some of you may be feeling like a lot of stuff is coughing up right now that you thought was okay, that you thought was dealt with. And it cycles. And we go deeper into a better understanding and we ascend higher. You know, it cycles through things sometimes. If you have physical ailments, they might be flaring right now. And we have to learn, and I'm saying we, and I'm saying have to learn because this is where I am with it. And like I said, we are all learning something brand new right now. So I can share everything that I possibly know. And what I'm realizing is that, okay, if that physical thing is acting up here, what is that trying to say? And we don't want to put all the focus on that. Like if you had arthritis, for example, I'm trying to give an example here. Say everything starts flaring. You know, and a lot of times what that does is it puts all of our attention on what's wrong. Okay. With energy healing, we want to put the intention on the rest of the whole that is in great health. And you're pulling the focus off of it, actually. That's not something we're used to doing. It's the perception of how we see it, because if our thoughts are just completely focusing on that one joint that hurts or whatever, or all of, you know, now it just feels like it's flaring it. So what I'm going to say in for an example like that is you want to be washing over that and listening to it. If it's flaring, you know, energy's behind everything that happens to us. And so if the energy is trying to communicate to you, like if it's at a particular joint or part of your body, you're looking for, what are you trying to tell me? Is it in your foot? Is it in your hands? What is it trying to tell you? Symbolically, it will use metaphors. You want to look into that. And I am on time constraints. That's the thing with radio. I've got to keep moving here. But it is powerfully trying to say, this is what you want to release. So you're looking to, you know, it, when that flares, it could be emotions, whatever it is that's flaring for you, whether it's a physical, emotional, a mental thought that's kind of haunting you. The dreams are getting a little creepy. Yeah. Okay. It's talking to you. It's saying, this is what needs healing. It's showing you what needs healing. So what is healing? Healing has divine love in it, unconditional divine love in it. So it's like not berating, not looking at that side of you that seems to be popping up here, getting in the way is what it'll feel like, or annoying you or hurting you or, you know, affecting you. That's the part of the self that you want to send love to. And you might go, this is just weird. How do you send love to yourself, right? And it is about that a lot. And a lot of people are like, I don't know how to do that. You are allowing yourself to be worthy of receiving. And so when we do that energy healing, I wanted to address that because I want you to know that in those times when you have something going on, and when we do this healing meditation here that's going to come up, I'm going to do it right after the next break, you want to go into receive mode and feel like you're just basking in love and nurturing, and know that you are worthy of it. You can do that. And you're taking the focus off all the problems. You're taking all the focus off all of the negative stuff there for a moment, because you're just allowing this to come in and bask over. Now, think about going into receiving mode. I say, because we're going to get ready to take a break here in a minute. So I want you to go into receive mode, because when we come back, we're going to definitely do that. We want to send out distant energy healing. It's going to pass through you and out, and we are just going to connect it and let it, it's unlimited. It's not like you have to keep it. You can send it right back out with gratitude to another. So think about that. Think about the things you want to bring into your life and what you need to let go of. And we're going to take that short break. When we come back, we're going to do that healing. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're resetting the energy field for healing and success. We'll be right back.
You see this guy? This guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can tell we know each other.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I?
Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com
Holistic
today.
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. It's time to reset the energy field for healing and success. So if you are in a place where you can pipe it down a little bit and just be with me for a few minutes here, if you're driving, you can go listen to this later on the podcast. But if you are ready, I want you to just close your eyes and take a nice deep breath. Embrace that you are here in this moment. You are alive and you are here and you are part of probably the biggest transformation of humanity ever recorded. So I want you to know that you're very worthy because you're here. You're here and you're part of it. Now, we want to declutter the energy field first. I want you to, with your mind's eye, just scan through, starting at your feet, and just scan all the way through your physical body, any areas that seem to be disruptive, you know, off kilter, you know, uncomfortable. I want you to acknowledge it and then move on and see if you see any more. You know, you're looking for anything that's out of balance. And that was the physical body. And then I want you to look into your thoughts. What are those thoughts that you've been having lately that are upsetting you, causing you stress, causing you worry, fears? What are you so afraid of? Be honest with yourself about what you're so afraid of. What is causing the stress mentally. And then I want you to look at emotions. Are you reacting too strongly in an area of life? And you're trying so hard to not react. You really don't want to feel that way. You want to shift that. You're looking for that. And then your beliefs of how you've always done it. What do you believe is the right way to do something? And if it's not working, let's be honest, that needs to go on the list of clutter removal. It's not working. Maybe it did one time, but it's not now. So you're looking for that. And you'll have your list. Everybody's going to have something different on their list. And I want you to surrender that out. I want you to just say, okay, this is my clutter that needs to go away. These are the things that are standing in my way of what I want to manifest, what I want to bring in. These are the things that need clearing and healing. And with a deep breath, I want you to just know that you are taking in healing energy in this moment right now. A big breath, just take it in, let it fill your lungs. And exhale everything that needs to go away in a let go exhale. Sometimes it'll feel very forceful, like a push out of energy. That will help move it too. We have the energies of the universe in our working in our favor right now to help this move quickly. So this will feel like a wash and a clearing out. Allow that to just clear out. You may visualize that what's leaving you is like a cloudy smoke. What's coming in is clear and fresh and rejuvenating. And continue to bring that in. Continue to bring that in with gratitude in your heart. Allow your heart to smile. Allow your heart to open. Allow your thoughts to sing and be happy about it. Allow yourself to enjoy this. Allow yourself to enjoy it. Yes. And as it's coming in, we're flushing out everything that's got to go. It's just got to go. Now, one more big breath, and you can do this at any time you feel like you're getting weighed down. Just stop, take 2 to 3 minutes and do this. We have the angels, you know, watching over us. Your guardian angel is watching over you while you're going through this. You are not taking in anything negative. You are taking in what you need for your personal healing, for you to raise your own frequency and your soul growth going forward. This is all for you in your individual situation. You may find clarity that you have to change directions, let go of a relationship, take on a relationship, turn completely around and go another direction. Or some of the things you're doing, you're on track. We're asking for the divine to bring in clarity so we can see clearly what the next thing is that we need to do. We see clearly. And now we also had a list of what we want to bring in, what we want for intention. If you feel that you're having trouble being clear with that list, I mean, some people are looking for a new job, a relationship, a love interest. They're trying to heal a trauma, you know, that's on the clearing out list, the trauma. The new list is, I am living happy, I am safe, I am thriving, I am creative. Make sure you have I am in front of anything on the intention list, because you're claiming and being clear with the universe what you want. If you're writing it out on paper, you're bringing it into the physical world. You're saying, this is what I want. I am claiming this. I am happy. And for your physical body, if you're having anything physically going on for healing, I am healthy and thriving. I am healthy. Not about I am trying to be healthy. Not I am hoping to be healthy. I am already healthy. Claim as it already is. It's very powerful. And if you were to just take a few minutes each day to do that, you would find that, wow, something's shifting. I'm starting to get a new idea in a direction. I'm starting to receive messages and intuition that it would be good for me to add that to my diet or take that out of my diet. It would be good for me to pick up a new hobby or a new activity or try a new exercise program that's better suited for me, things like that. You will receive intuitive hits from your own higher self. Ask for that clarity. Ask for clarity, clear hearing to hear the intuition from within yourself on what's the best thing to do. That is what you're looking for. That is going to be where you want to get your answers from. When you take in life like this, you're releasing the fears of what could happen, what could sabotage it. That's all on the clearing out list. And you may find that you have to do this like once a day when you have a lot going on. Just do a little bit at a time. Do a little couple of minutes here, couple minutes there. If you're concerned about someone and their health, you want to focus on that they're already healthy. They're fine. Those that are going through illness, you're thriving. You're healthy. Immune systems need addressing. Your immune system is everything. Listen to yourself, honor and cherish your immune system, and support it with whatever it needs, and it'll take care of you. I have to break. Gosh, this show went fast, but I want to say thank you so much for listening today. Please go over, check out the website. I have lots of new things getting ready to launch, and I'm excited within the next few weeks, hopefully, as soon as I get all this technical stuff up at jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. Thank you to everyone for listening, calling in, sending in your questions. You are all so much appreciated. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.